our strip. It's wide open. Well, Richard?
Well, there was just a lady came on my phone and said, this meeting is being recorded.
Oh.
Oh, great. And Martha is on the line too, just so. Great. Hi, Martha.
Hi, can you hear me?
Ma'am, we can.
Okay, good.
I can hear Richard better than counties at the meeting.
I know what this is now.
Meter readings.
Water meters. Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, water meters, okay.
My reading, turn it on.
Yeah, a little, she's coming, youngster.
Not the other button. I didn't touch it. There's a mess with this button here.
It probably went to sleep.
Now I gotta do this. Here.
You can start whenever you'd like.
Okay, don't touch electronics anymore, Roy. Just see what I wired in my truck recently.
Okay, we're gonna bring this meeting to order, Tuesday, July 21st, 2020, at 6 p.m. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
States of America, to the Republic, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, do we have that pretty there or something?
Can we get a roll call, Danielle, please?
Sharon?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Roy?
Here. Modifications, additions, and changes to the agenda. Gary, please.
Want to remove item, action item T, I believe.
T.
Yeah, action item T.
Okay, can I get a motion to remove action item T?
I make a motion to remove action item T.
Second.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. At this point in time, I'd like to give the board the opportunity to declare any potential conflicts of interest as this agenda is written and amended. Joe?
I'm fine with it.
Ken?
No conflict.
Sharon?
Fine.
Richard?
No conflict.
Roy, no conflicts. So can now I get an approval of the agenda as amended?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I need a second.
Second.
Roll call, Danielle, please.
Karen?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Moving to numeral three, election of commission officers. One-year term of office from July 1st until June 30th. Do we have a nominee for a president?
Mr. Chairman or Mr. President, I'd make a nomination, please.
He'd like to make a nomination.
Okay,
please.
Go ahead, Richard.
I'd nominate Roy to be the president.
I'll second that.
Any discussion from the board?
No.
I accept. Do we have a recommendation for vice president from the board?
I would like to make a recommendation for the vice president to be Ken.
I'll decline. Thank you.
You will.
Ken declined the recommendation of vice president. Do we have another recommendation for vice president for the board?
I'll make a recommendation to make it Richard.
Any discussion from the board?
I'll second.
Richard, do you accept the position of vice president as nominated?
I do.
Thank you, Richard. Can we get a nomination for secretary? Let's discuss this. Okay, we're going to have, we have some information from Commissioner Sharon that we have listed three positions, and then we also in our bylaws have listed as four positions.
Well, actually, Gary says it's not a bylaw.
So are we okay to combine the secretary and treasurer into one position? Martha?
She's unmuting.
Hold on, sorry. Yeah, trying to find the right button. Yes, you can combine those into one position.
Yeah, so we're good to go, Martha.
Sure.
Okay, and our reason for that is when we have the four positions, there's a commissioner out there by him lone self. So we're trying to get two commissioners that will vote, you know, as non-officers, Martha. That's what we're trying to do here. So there's nobody left out in the wind.
Right.
Okay, and we are going to leave the position president as it's worded. We want to do that. That takes out any and all biased female, male presidents, madam chairmen, and stuff like that, Martha. So we're good to do that as well?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Martha. So do we have a nomination? Going to get a nomination from the board for secretary treasurer as one position?
I'll make a nomination at Sharon for secretary treasurer.
Sharon, do you accept that nomination as secretary treasurer position for the Port Board of Brookings Harbor?
I will.
Okay. So we have elected our officers. President is Roy, vice president is Richard. Secretary Treasurer is Sharon Harton.
It was no election, Ann. It was just nominations.
Right. We haven't.
We have to vote yet.
Called.
Okay.
Vote.
So we. Good point, Al. Thank you. So can we get
president.
Can we get a motion? Roy is the president of the Port Board of Brookings Harbor.
I'll make a motion to elect Roy as president of the board.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken? Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy? Yes. Can I get a motion to accept the vice president as Commissioner Richard Heath?
I'll make a motion to accept, to
nominate.
To nominate, God, I couldn't think of a word. To nominate Richard as the vice president.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Could I get a roll call, Danielle, please?
Karen?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Can I get a motion to accept the nomination, Sharon Harton, as a secretary treasurer?
Second.
Go ahead, Karen.
No, we have to have the motion. I make the motion. We the nomination for Sharon as secretary treasurer.
Can I get a second, please?
I second it.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Karen?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Want to thank everybody for accepting those nominations that were nominated to position to be. Moving on to numeral four, approval of meeting minutes. We're going to do this all ABC. Can we get a motion to approve minutes, special meeting Thursday, June 11th, minutes of budget hearing meeting Tuesday, June 16th, minutes of regular commission meeting Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. Is there any discussion from the board?
No discussion here.
Ken?
No discussion.
Sharon?
No.
So can I get a motion to approve A, B, and C of many meetings?
I make a motion to approve meetings minutes, items A, B, and C as discussed.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Can I get a roll call, please, Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Moving to numeral five on the agenda, public comments. We have one public comment. Dan Fraser, can you stand to the podium, please?
What I presented to you is a list.
Does everybody have this? Here, you got it?
It's a list of the water meters.
Okay, so let's identify.
Richard doesn't have it.
Let's have you identify who you work for and where the information comes from.
First off, okay, Dan Fraser, I went to the Harbor Water. Herman Blokma, the shop manager, and asked for a listing of the water meters that are serviced on port property. Mm-hmm. Some of these water meters that are listed here are paid by the port. Some are paid by the entity itself, such as one of them here that's listed for BC Crab, and that those are paid directly by BC. I don't believe they're paid by the port. My contention is the port's talking about lack of money at times. Harbor Sanitation does not read water meters. They get their amount of water usage for sewer from Harbor Water. So what goes in must come out. If we're paying for water and we have leaks that are not getting repaired, and there's been some down there that I've seen for two or even as long as 3 weeks, we could be paying sewer on them. It all depends upon how the meter, according to Herman, the shop manager, is hooked up. Some of them service only, some of them, the meters service not only the restroom, but they service docks, or they service just docks. So my concern is sanitation generally is three times as much as water. So if we got a water leak, we're paying not only for the water, which after it reaches 2,000 gallons, which is your basic monthly service you get, residential, you pay another 15 cents for every 100 gallons. Commercial is a little bit higher. And I'm sure the port's listed as a commercial user. So therefore, you're actually, every 100 gallons, you're actually spending more money, not only in water, but you're spending it in sewer. So I think the port needs to take a little closer look at times, and when staff walk the docks looking for boats and whatnot, to check and look for there's water leakage and make sure that the staff gets on it and gets it fixed. So we're not losing money, not only once in the water, but twice in the sewer fees.
Correct.
That's all I have tonight. Thank you.
Daniel, thank you for your research and your time and your report tonight. And I'm sure that our Harbor Master Travis will be thankful that this is.
I do have a question on that, Roy.
Go ahead, Joe.
Say the boat docks are using we'll say 100,000 gallons a month. Now water's going into boats or into the boat basin. The port's getting charged 100,000 gallons. Am I wrong? Okay, I just wondered.
Travis will explain
okay.
That to you.
Maybe in the
manager's.
It's pretty simple. Anything that doesn't have a sewer drain attached to it, we don't get charged sewer for. The fish station, we don't get charged sewer for. None of the boat basins, we don't get charged sewer for. When we have water leaks or small water leaks, we call them in. On each one of our meters, we're allowed like a one water.
a water break, but some of that happens. Harbor Water is really good with working with us, returning it, and, you know, anything that doesn't have a sewer, we don't pay sewer for.
So how does Harbor Sanitary, when they read meters, no, Harbor Sanitary, Harbor Water reads meters, they go to their office, they put a tally of water usage together. Do you separate sewer water from?
Harbor Water does not do any of that.
So how does Harbor Sanitary differentiate what's sewer water and what's not sewer water usage?
And I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but Gary, I believe you're still on a Harbor Sanitary. No, okay.
No, he's not.
Okay, so from what Herman told me at the water office, Harbor and actually even Dave Van Cleef, and just for the record, I am on the Harbor Water Board as well. So I do have a little bit of other knowledge with that, but Harbor Sanitation does not have a water meter of any kind that they read. They go to Harbor Water's office, get our monthly readings, and use those readings to base the sewer bill on.
Correct, but what are your readings, how are they separated at your office from water that goes into the sewer?
We don't do that. We have nothing to do with that. We only talk about water that comes from the water service main to your house or whatever.
So we're being charged for everything sewer.
You could be. According to Herman, there are meters, and like Travis mentioned, there are meters that are expressly only water. There is no sewer outflow coming from it. So let's say these buildings, the water meter that services, they also have a sewer hookup attached to them. Mm-hmm. So therefore you're paying for sewer. But if it's I'll just throw out there, let's say it's these buildings had no water or no sewage attachment, then there'd just be a water bill for it. There would be no sewer bill. Mm-hmm. Okay. So like the fish cleaning station, it has no connection. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Travis, has no sewage hookup.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So therefore that facility would have no sewage charge. It would only have a water charge.
Correct, but if you only have one number up there, 10 gallons of water used by the Port of Brookings Harbor in 1 month.
Those are listings of meters that are on the port property. Where all those meters go and what they service, I cannot tell you. I do not have privilege of that. I have not asked for that.
The water, the infrastructure of the water at the port is horrible at best. Mm-hmm. There's one meter that runs both these buildings right here. So, yes, the port does pay for all the water and the sewer that comes into these two buildings. There is some meters that can be installed, but again, now those have to be annually serviced, annually monitored, and somebody has to do it. The port does not have the ability to do that. We just don't have the ability, the manpower right now or the staff, to service that many sub-meters and then do our own billing of water. And it's extremely unreliable. I mean, it's a whole other division of billing that we would have to do that, quite frankly, the port's not ready to do right now.
No, it's not our obligation. We have a meter reader from a service we call Harbor Water. That's where we get our water from. I'm not understanding at all how that number, 10 gallons per month, is separated, what we pay sewer and what we don't pay sewer.
The only way it's separated, and I don't mean to step on your toes, Travis, is let's take the dock down here in the basin. They have no sewer hookup. So the meter that supplies those docks, Harbor Sand will not send you a bill for it.
So,
okay.
So Harbor Water provides Harbor Sanitary with the meter readings of these meters.
Who provides those readings?
Harbor Water provides those meter readings to Harbor Sanitary.
So they have.
So then Harbor Sanitary every month comes over, hand delivers us a stack of bills for each individual one of these meters that have sewer connection attached to them. We do not get them for the docks, for the boat wash station.
Okay, well that makes sense. They're not just going up
to
one number.
And it's everything, and I believe that's the exact same with the city does it the same way. I think your sewer is based upon your water usage.
Yes, all sewer is based upon water usage.
No sewer company has a way to monitor sewer without water. That's how it's monitored.
You good with that, Gary?
Yeah.
Currently, right now, as far as me and Gary are concerned, the water right now is the best it has been. you know, the water leaks that you speak of, I believe are the ones that you're seeing down in the dock. There's no other, there's no buildings, there's no, nothing that we're getting charged sewer on that's current, that's leaking at all. The docks do have minor leaks, but, you know, we do have a certain amount of thousands of gallon threshold. I think there's a 2-inch water main for each side. So we're allotted a lot of water off from that before we start getting charged, and we're always below our numbers. So if it goes over, Harbor Water tells us, but usually we catch it and then we tell Harbor Water, we had a water line break, please make the deductions, and then they can go back and you can see which day it happened. You know, you can see how many gallons it was. So, and then they credit them back. So currently right now, I think our water situation is actually pretty good.
I do, as far as
what we're paying on sewer, it's fair. And the water that we're charging for is fair.
Can this board get some kind of indication, some kind of numbers at a future meeting of what percentage of our water bill is sewer charged?
Can it be done?
It's
very simple. Yeah.
So
I'm sure that
we can take your water bills. We'll take all of our water bills and we take your sewer bills and then add them together.
Can we see that at the future meeting, Travis, please?
Yes.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
Willie and Tony, we're going to get you first on the action items. So we're just, you guys don't have to wait too long.
We're good, all right, thanks.
Management reports, numeral 6. A, financial reports. Gary?
Any questions, comments on the financial report? Yeah, made $54,000.
All right.
Paid our bills. Paid IFA.
You guys are doing great.
Ken, any questions from you, sir?
No questions.
Sure.
No, everything looks really good.
Can I get a motion to accept the financial report for June 2020?
I make a motion to accept the manager's report of May 2020.
We want to do A, B, C, and D all at one time.
Okay,
let's combine that. Okay, let's do that. Safety report, Danielle. For those of you who don't know, Danielle Shepherd is our safety coordinator person for the port. So she's doing a really fine job. Danielle?
Do you have any questions on the safety report?
Okay. Joe?
No.
Ken?
No questions.
Sharon?
Yep. No questions.
Good job, Danielle.
Richard?
Richard, do you have any questions?
On the safety report?
Correct.
No, I do not. No, I do not.
Pardon me, Richard. You're being so quiet tonight, I kind of run over here without you a little bit, but
don't worry. I'll pitch a hissy fit if I got to say something.
All right, this speaker's got you coming in loud and clear, I promise that.
Okay.
Harbor Master Report, Travis, please.
Any questions, given month?
No.
Joe, no?
No.
Ken?
No.
Sharon?
I think the temporary boat slip thing is working out well.
Yes. Yes, that's actually working out really well. It was used a lot over the last few weekends, so.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Port manager's report. Gary?
Any comments, questions?
I have a question on the third paragraph. The permit is to be regarding the Harbor Sand District. The permit is good through October 1st. Why is it shut off at that point?
That's all they gave us. I asked for October 30th.
That's the county one he's talking about?
Harbor Sanitary permit.
Oh, the demolition.
No, for the port bodies.
We didn't have to have any permits for that.
Oh, no, we had to get a permit from Harbor Sanitary.
Mm-hmm. Every discussion we ever had is we did not have to get a permit.
We didn't have to have a DEQ permit.
Right.
That Harbor Sanitary was saying that
required.
We had to have.
Right. But we have
so we went through that, but no matter what, I mean, Harbor Sanitary does have a permit that we had to purchase. It was, it's $10.
For all porta potties.
Yeah, it was only $10.
$10.
$10 for the permit for those porta potties.
And that includes the hand stations and the whole.
And then they said October 1st. We plan on, as that time gets closer, putting in a request to extend it.
There you go.
We'll see what happens.
Was that indicated that that would be no problem?
No.
No.
That's just kind of the thought process. When our time runs out, we're still going to need them. So we're going to have to come to some conclusion. And I think the most reasonable step first would be to just ask.
Okay. Any other discussion from the board? Sharon?
It's dirty. We've had a lot of violations lately.
A lot of people here. So, fortunately, it's that time of year.
But it's being, no, but you know, it's being used okay, not out of hand for you guys, right?
No, I, considering it's going really, really well so far.
Good. Thanks.
Richard, any discussion from you?
No, I would just comment, having traveled up the coast a couple days, that it appears to me that not only is the pandemic over, but people are flocking to the coast in numbers that we haven't seen before. I have never, ever seen Depot Bay and Seaside as busy as they are right now. There are a huge number of people here. It's just amazing.
Thank you for that report, Richard. Ken, any discussion from you?
No.
Joe?
No.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve the manager's report A, B, C, and D as discussed?
I make a motion to approve the meetings minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm right.
Nope.
Or not.
Management.
I make a motion to approve the management reports for May 2020 as discussed. Sorry about that, guys.
June 2020.
That's not my fault, Danielle.
We still have Joe in training. He's coming a long ways.
Well, it says May.
It says May, but for the record, it's supposed to say June.
Okay, can we get a second on Joe's motion?
Second.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon. Yes. Joe.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes.
Get one of those.
Okay, moving on to numeral 7 on the agenda, action items. We have A, Cala Seafood lease. Gary, you want to take off on that, please?
Yeah, this is an amended and reinstated lease with Catalyst Seafood. Basically taking the old lease, moving forward with the new lease.
Any discussion from Catalyst Seafood?
Wait a minute.
Everything's satisfactory? Uh-huh. Catalyst Seafood. Okay. Can I get a motion to approve Cala Seafood's new lease as written? Any discussion from the board?
Nope, one time.
Ken?
I have any questions. Do you want a motion?
Sharon, any?
No questions.
Okay, motion, please.
Motion to approve draft Cala Seafood amended and restated commercial lease agreement.
Second.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item B is Cala Seafood outdoor seating plan. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, Ken.
What I'm concerned about is if you go to item I or page, the colored map that shows our master plan, adding parking at Catalyst would create a problem would be a conflict to a portion of the master plan. So I would like to see the master plan dealt with and then come back to this item.
Say adding parking to Catalyst would cause problem is with the master plan?
Yes.
We're not adding parking.
His increased business will require more parking.
On public parking areas.
Mm-hmm. But
that's already designated for public parking now.
It is now, but it will not necessarily be in our master plan.
We could come back and revisit that if change was needed.
I personally think it ought to go the other way. We ought to deal with the master plan, and then we come back and deal with it.
The reason I disagree with you, Ken, on that is because the master plan takes forever and a day, anything we do to it, and we could be months out, and I'm not in agreement with that due to especially the COVID-19, all these, with respect, mom and pop businesses are being put out of business left and right. So I would ask that the board would give leniency to that master plan to be, we go back and we revisit things all the time. So if in such a time, and a comparison would be that we're going to tear down the old Zola's building, that's going to take a long time. Whatever part of that master plan says that area is going to be developed in, it's going to take a very, very, very long time. So the master plan on versus a few chairs and tables outside of a pre-existing business to help increase their business at the port, I would ask that the board would have some kind of leniency as we vote on this item tonight. That's how I would feel. Gary?
The strategic business plan is also like a roadmap, and it's a living document, so it can be changed.
Correct.
And that area there is designated as a private-public joint venture type of thing. I mean, kind of considered if we wanted to make a parking lot for Catalyst as a private-public joint decision. It doesn't have to be like all industrial area. So I think we kind of have room to make those adjustments in that plan. Because that's how I feel about the plan. It's a living document. It can be changed, updated every year. I know we're going to do a 10-year plan update in 5 years, which may overhaul the entire thing again. So anyway, that's...
Richard, do you have any discussion?
Well, as I'm looking at this, I see the outdoor seating on the site plan. It looks like it's on both sides of their existing building. And they're asking for more parking in front of the stage. Is that what I'm to understand from this?
No, that's not. Parking is not listed specifically in this. But if you're going to increase the seating, you're also going to increase the need for more parking. And if you go to item I, page, yeah, well, it doesn't matter what page. It's not necessarily consistent. So I'd like to see the master plan, and if we're going to, talk about that later and come back and address this, that's fine. But it's not, I don't think it's necessarily fair to really come back and say at a later date that we don't want you to park where you're parking. So it's up to you.
Can we get some info from Catalyst?
Yeah, so we're just trying to get back to what we were before. We're not necessarily trying to increase our business. And the amount of parking that actually parks in that area is very minimal. So we're just trying to, along with all the state guidelines and everything, amidst this pandemic, and just trying to get our business back to a more sustainable level with the outdoor seating, because we don't think this is going away anytime soon. We don't think that, in a couple months, we're going to be able to cram people inside again and
and then fill up this outdoor seating and have all this increased business, our kitchen couldn't even keep up with it. As far as the other seating on the other side of the building, we don't really use that. We use that for, like, somebody will have a birthday party or something out there and play cornhole, but we don't serve out there because it's not accessible to our staff. Really, we can't, and we can't serve alcohol out there because we can't observe them. We don't have a flow to that area, so that's why you just see picnic tables and gravel there. So.
And was there ever designated parking on that south side of that building?
No, the original Checo Seafood Hall of Parking was.
Well, it was cat office, but there was never designated painted bumpered parking spots at an angle or straight in. Never ever was that a designated parking area.
You couldn't actually legally have parking there because it's not enough. Because it goes out beyond our lease area.
Correct.
That's the way it's currently used. It's going beyond our lease area. And that area was just weeds and garbage prior to us taking over a few years ago. We graveled it just to clean it up.
So the new outdoor seating that you're trying to acquire is within your leased property boundaries.
Correct.
So we're losing no parking because there never was designated parking there to begin with. So all they're doing, they're not impeding, and with that being known, I don't think they would be impeding on the strategic business plan because they're just developing what they're already leasing. Not developing, they're gonna use what they're already leasing. I don't think we're going against the strategic business plan.
If we table this and try and change things and come back, we're basically going to miss our window.
It's going to be too late.
And maybe if we survive the winter, we'll be talking about it again next year. But, you know, things are changing so quickly. That, you know, that's why we brought this in months ago.
Tony, do you have anything to add, Tony?
Just that, you know, just the cleanup that we've done at that building, we've increased parking. The area behind our building, we have space for employees to park now where we didn't before. We relied on the public parking primarily and the little that we had in front. So, I mean, we've done everything we can to increase our capacity there as far as parking.
Correct. Sharon, any discussion from you?
Well, I think that the area that Ken's talking about on the strategic business plan is so far down many, many years that we have ample time to come back and look at that later.
Ken, any further discussion from them? Joe?
I do have something to say. Just for Catalyst Seafood and for the port on the south side, I think it's a great idea to put in seating out there. But there's always that what if some morons going down the road at 40 miles an hour, drunk, takes out the people sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm all for it, you guys, but I think you should put some type of
pipe
barriers
around,
concrete
barrier or something.
5 foot, because you guys can get sued, the port could get sued for us allowing you guys to do it. You understand what I mean? I'm all for it. I think it's a great idea myself.
And with everything we do, there's some risk involved. You cannot delete this in your daily life.
So, I just got a question. Is this outdoor seating going to be permanent or like a temporary? Like after this COVID thing goes by, you're going to remove the outdoor seating? Or, I mean, how?
Well, we're going to pour a slab and
it sounds like permanent.
It's permanent, yeah.
Okay. I was just checking.
Cause but it won't be used. Obviously, it won't be used.
In the wintertime.
Yeah.
Off
or when the COVID.
Really
nice day. Yeah. Or when the COVID stuff goes away, maybe you don't need it.
I'd say yes.
So,
I'm going with if. I don't know. I'm not convinced that we're going to go back to status quo.
Yeah, we might be looking at it.
As far as our government is concerned, you know.
So have you guys talked to the county planner or building and safety or anybody of any, what do they say?
Yeah, I have an email. I spoke with Becky or Nancy O'Dwyer and
yeah.
And she's, I told her what our plan was and I have an email from her that basically spells out everything that we need.
Okay.
It's Harbor Sand, obviously, my discussion with them. And we've talked about this before, but
right.
No charge SDC for outdoor seating anymore.
Yeah.
Sam's good with it. If you need a letter from her, I could provide it from Kelly, so.
I don't think we need that. Do we
go? Oh,
we've been that road before.
Richard, any further discussion from you?
Yeah. So I understand the outdoor seating. I'm okay with that. I just want to make clear that there has to be some delineation of that public road that exists there so that we don't get parking encroachment on that of some, you know, in any way. That's my biggest concern, is that that road stay free and unimpeded by parked cars or whatever.
I think that would clearly happen.
Yeah. With this plan, we wouldn't have cars parking there, so it would actually be more.
You probably have just the opposite.
People park there funny, you know.
That's what I'm saying. There's never designated.
There would be no more parking there. There would actually be more road available.
It was never designated organized parking ever.
No,
never. So with no parking signs, perhaps.
My only concern is I look at what's going on over at the boat ramp parking, and now that we have the new and improved Zolas over there, there's obviously times when there's not enough room for people to park, and so they're encroaching in the boat parking area. So I just want to make sure here that there's some kind of delineation as to this is a public road and you can't park here. So I don't know what that amounts to, whether it's signs or some sort of a barrier, but we need to make sure that people don't inadvertently park on that road.
We'll have a lot more monitoring of it with it open to the restaurant. And the last thing we would want is somebody parking right next to our outdoor seating area, which is impeding the view for the people outdoors, the
right.
Boat basin and
smog, pollution,
so,
smell.
So we would be able to monitor a lot better. We'd be able to see through there. And I agree, bollards are a great idea. We could put signs on them, no parking. We could stripe the pavement if it would actually take the paint, because it's pretty bad there. But you know, we could add anything that you guys would desire to keep that area clear.
And knowing,
we want that too.
And personally, knowing both Tony and Willie, their track record for businesses in town for 27 years, I fully believe that they will make none other than that project right and safe.
Right. Let me say this. I don't have any concern about the business owners, but I do have some concern about the public. We've seen how well they follow directions and do what they're supposed to do. So that's my concern. It's not about the people that run the business.
Right. No, I know that, Richard. I absolutely know that. I'm just kind of reiterating that the monitoring, the part that they would do would be the best that they could do. And yes, we have seen some really peculiar behavior here recently in human personalities, to say the least. So, yeah, Richard, I didn't take it like that by no means, Richard.
So I'm speaking to encourage, not discourage this
yes.
Proposal.
Absolutely, Richard. And that's how I am taking it. Absolutely. That's how you're coming across perfectly. Absolutely.
Okay.
So do we have any other further discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Roy, no. So can I get a motion to approve the Callis Seafood Outdoor Seating Plan?
I'll make a motion to approve the Catalyst Outdoor Seating Plan.
Could I get a second?
Second.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming.
You bet.
Action item C, Ocean Suites Motel Lease. That's kind of a confusing caption there. The owner owns Oceanside Suites. He leases a building on port property. So with that being said, is there any discussion from the board on action item C, Ocean Suites Motel Lease? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
Nope.
Sharon?
No.
Right, no. Did I get a motion to approve Oceanside Suites Motel lease as written?
I make a motion to approve Oceanside Suites Motel commercial lease agreement, amendment number one.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item D, J Salone Hair Studio lease. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Sharon?
None.
Richard?
No.
Roy, no. Could I get a motion to approve J Salone Hair Studio lease as written?
I'll make a motion to approve amended and restated commercial lease agreement with J Salone Hair Studio for 3 years.
I second.
Roll call, Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Boardwalk mail service lease. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Roy, no. Could I get a motion to approve Boardwalk mail lease?
I make a motion to amend and reinstate commercial lease agreement with Boardwalk mail service for 3 years.
Can I get a second?
Second it.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item F, Wells Tail consent to assignment and assumption to new lease. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
So make sure I understand this. So we're going to consign this lease until the current lease with Whale Tail and the consignment expires, and then we renegotiate a new lease. Is that correct?
No, not the way I understand it. It's when the finance goes through and the new owners can pay the owners, the current owner, and then we do a new lease with the new owners.
Okay, so I got you.
I understand.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that right, Martha? I believe that's right.
For a moment.
Martha nodded up. Sharon, any discussion?
No, he answered fine.
Okay.
Question that I was going to have, yes. Thank you.
Can we make a motion to accept Wells Tell's consent to assignment and assumption of lease?
I make a motion to approve consent to assignment of the assumption of lease with Becky Hannon and Andy and Amy Sale. Right? Yes.
Can I get a second?
A second.
Danielle, can I get a roll call, please?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item G, reopening of the dry camping sites. Gary? Any discussion from the board?
No.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, Ken's on the floor.
This is not a criticism of our staff in any way, shape, or form, because you guys don't have enough people and you're overworked. But I think if you go around the port right now and look at the landscape, it all needs some work. I would just like to say, if we're going to do this, which I'm in favor of doing this, staff needs to consider hiring some additional people to keep up with what's going on around
here. I agree with that.
Even if it's on a seasonal basis.
Half-time, part-time.
Ken, on the website, I believe Travis has out for somebody to come and do that maintenance. Did I see that right, Travis?
Yes. Currently, we have an RFP out for getting quotes for landscapers to be able to come on an as-needed basis. Because you're right. I mean, at this time of year, there's a good 3-4 months out of the year where, you know, we have a guy at the fuel dock all day. We've got a guy cleaning restrooms and doing fish all day. You know, we only got 4 guys now, so we're going to see what we can do if things come in higher. We always have our earthwork contract that I might fall back on. So what I do hear you're saying, I do see what you're seeing, and we're trying to make a fix for that right now.
No, I'm fully in support of what we're doing.
I agree. We're slacking in landscaping, and we're gonna do something.
You
about
guys,
it.
I think you're slacking right now. You don't have the resources. You guys are not slacking.
Just a lot going on right now, so we'll find the extra manpower and we'll get it done.
Good, Ken.
I'm done. That's it.
Richard, any discussion?
No.
Sharon.
Just concerns me about where these people, there is no place for them to get rid of their holding tanks down here.
Typically, we don't have to do that, and the...
I know we don't have to do it there.
Right. But we don't have
to... It seems like it's an issue for the community.
It is.
Actually, there is a couple of places. I dump it all the time right there at Harris Beach. It's free. I donate $5 to their site.
To the right?
It's closed right
it's
now.
Closed.
Oh, it's open. I just dumped last week.
Oh, at Harris Beach?
Yeah, Harris Beach. The campsite's up on top. It's all open. You're allowed to dump up there now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. It's
that's
free.
You need to differentiate between the day use area or the visitor site and the campground.
The campground itself, Richard.
Yeah, that RV dump site in the campground is open.
That's good information to give to our people.
Very good.
Thank you.
So, any further discussion from the board?
No.
I have a little concern, Roy, about the tent sites. I'm not
correct.
Exactly what a self-contained unit is in a temp site. I mean, what are you...
The tent sites are going away.
The tent sites are no longer going to be listed as tent sites, Richard. They're going to be listed as dry camping.
RV.
Okay, but I see a recommendation here on motion number 2 to approve opening tent sites for RV dry camping only when they have their own contained self waste unit. What does that mean?
That means there's no longer tent sites. We're removing the tent sites that make an RV camping in those sites.
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right.
The wording is kind of, we discussed the wording, it says exactly what we mean. We're going to make the tent sites dry camping. We'll remove the rocks so they can just pull right in there. The width of the site meets all the ADA requirements.
I would like to make the motion on number 2, if it's okay, after you get done with number 1.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you like to go ahead and make that motion, Richard?
Well, I'll make a motion to approve reopening the dry campsites for RVs with their own contained waste systems units.
Correct.
And I want to clarify that whatever the tent sites are, that those be open only to RV units with self-contained systems and not tents.
Correct, Richard. Yes.
All right.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second on your motion, Richard, by Ken. Danielle, can we get a roll call, please?
Sharon.
So this is a yes on number 1 and number 2?
Yes.
Yeah, you combine the motion. And
okay, thank you.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes, but we never get a yes from Sharon. She asked a question, but never to get a yes.
I did say
did
yes,
say yes
at the end, huh?
Okay.
Thank you.
Good, for the record. Hey, action item H, COVID-19 relief fund. Gary?
The port spent roughly $3,000. On COVID supplies and equipment materials. And this contract will get us our reimbursement for $3,000. That's basically need board approval on this contract.
Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
I just say there's a lot of paperwork involved in getting back $3,000.
Probably right on that.
Richard, any discussion?
No, I'd agree with Ken. I'm reading through this, and holy smokes. I mean, you could bury a camel in this stuff, but no, I agree with it. I have no discussion.
Richard, is that camel without the hump or with the hump?
It doesn't matter, Roy. You can't see the hump.
Oh, Richard, it's great. Okay, any discussion, Sharon? Okay.
Motion.
Can we get a motion to approve the contract for the COVID-19 relief fund?
I make a motion we approve the State of Oregon grant agreement, grant number 1222.
Can I get a second?
I second it.
Roll call, Danielle.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Went into the second half here of action items. Action item I, 2020 strategic business plan, 5-year midpoint update. Discussion from the board. Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Can I get a motion to approve the 2020 strategic business plan, 5-year midpoint update?
I make a motion to approve the final draft 2020 strategic business plan 5-year midpoint update.
I'll second it.
Danielle, could we get a roll call, please?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yeah.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item J, boatyard work plan agreement. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Could I get a motion to approve the boatyard work plan agreement as written?
I approve the draft the boatyard work plan agreement as written.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Can I get a roll call, Danielle, please?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item K, South Coast Night Security, OrCal Security Consulting, LLC, service agreement. Any discussion from the board?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Roy, no. Could I get a roll call, Danielle, please?
Give me a motion.
Make a motion.
Make a motion, please.
I make a motion to draft a consent and assignment and assumption of agreement for security services between South Coast Night Security and OrCal Security Consulting.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item L, slugs and stones, ice cream cones lease. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Can I get a roll call, please, Danielle?
No, I'll make a motion first.
This is going to be a motion on this chair right
slugs here. And stones and ice cream cones commercial lease agreement amendment number one.
Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item M, fuel dock repair and dock repair project change order. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
Everything was discussed. No.
Richard, any discussion?
No, sir.
Sharon?
No.
Can I get a motion to accept the fuel dock repair and dock repair project change order?
I make a motion to approve the change order number one to Legacy Contracting contract for the fuel dock access pad and dock pile replacement project.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item N, Kathy Corners Market consent to assignment and assumption lease. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Could I get a motion to accept Kathy's Corners Market consent assignment and assumption to lease?
I make a motion to approve the consent to assignment and assumption of lease with Vicki Fick and Ray and Robin Madison.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item O, procurement approval for dock materials. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
I have a question. We're not accepting the lowest bid. Why?
Because Gold Beach Lumber wanted an opportunity to be able to do them, but they are going to actually hand drill all of them themselves at their boss's house, I guess. So I'm not opposed to having them do it at the price, but at the order, the size of order that we're getting for the project that we're doing, I really can't see us risking not having the quality that we're used to getting with our boards, because if they show up and they're wrong, I don't have enough time to reorder new ones. Will be another $16,000 in the hole. And, you know, I want to give them a chance, but I want to give them a chance on a smaller order, and I don't want to do it on this size order. So I want to go with what support's previously gotten, what works.
Yeah, and if they're doing it at their boss's house, I'm not real sure what control of work atmosphere that might be.
I mean, like I said, I think we just can't afford for them to be wrong. I think that
if
we got something back and it wasn't right, I think they would definitely make it right. I don't think there would be a problem with that. It's time constraints and having, you know, we're paying a contractor, we're paying their laborers a lot of money to go down there and do it, and I don't want them waiting on wood. I just don't want it. So I think it's almost a little less than $4,000 more on the order. I want to go with paying a little more to ensure the quality and that it's going to be here. That's my reasoning why.
And we put it out as a bid, and we're under no obligation to accept the lowest bid.
We put it as quotes.
We did it as quotes. We didn't put anything out the bid. We just got competitive quotes. And procurement process says if you don't choose the lowest bidder, you just have to have an explanation of why. And that's my explanation of why.
You good, Ken?
Yeah, I'm good.
Richard, any discussion from you?
I do have some comments on this one. Normally, I would be more inclined to give the bid to the local contractor. However, in this case, we have an outside third party who's there to do the work. And it is absolutely vital that we have the material delivered as spec'd. So with that in mind, I'm willing to go to Conrad Forest Products. We have a proven product from them in the past. And I think it would be expedient. It would be the wiser choice for us to use them in this circumstance. Secondly, I would suggest to the staff that when we start talking about things like bolts, we come up, ask our engineer or somebody who's qualified to come up with a specification for bolts that meets our needs so that we know we're going to get what we order and not some unproven product. I have bought a lot of galvanized products over the last several years, and I can tell you there is a wide range of quality in things like galvanized nails and galvanized bolts. So with that in mind, I think we should go with Conrad Forest Products, and I'd also like to see us work to try and better define what we need in the term of bolts.
With that being said, Richard, Ken mentioned something earlier about the wall thickness of the pylons. On any of these bids, Travis and Gary, do we not have the wall thicknesses? We do have the wall thicknesses. And on these new pylons, what are they looking at?
I don't know if I asked. I'd sent a text to Jack, but I don't. Without looking into it, I can't answer that question.
Could we just get an email to the commissioners sometime? Oh, yeah. Whenever we can.
I don't know what they are.
So can I get a motion to approve the procurement approval for dock materials? Motion?
I'll make it, Roy.
Okay, here I go. Which one?
Richard's gonna make a motion.
Go ahead, Richard.
I make a motion to approve the expenditure of $16,493 for dock wood from Conrad Forest Products.
Okay.
Can we get a second? Thank you, Sharon.
You're very welcome.
Roll call, Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Richard.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Good job.
I got one more recommendation motion to do for the wood, or not for the wood, for the bolts and washers.
For the procurement of the approved dock ones, right?
Yeah, the dock bolts.
Right. So can we get a second on the dock bolts? Can you get a motion?
I make a motion to approve the expenditure of $13,384.80 for dock bolts, washers, nuts, and Gold Beach lumber.
Second.
Does that contradict with our last motion, Richard?
No.
Well, my question is, in the past you bought bolts from Portland Bolt, is that correct?
Yeah. I bought them from Portland Bolt, and I bought them from Fastenal. I kind of play between the two of them lately for the quotes. Gold Beach Lumber just recently came to the table and said that they had a vendor, I believe they're out of Texas, that they wanted to put in a bid, and it came in quite a bit lower than the rest of them. And since we don't have specs, you know, like you said, you know, it kind of leaves us at, you know, we got to take the lowest bid on that. And the reason I'm more comfortable with that is these bolts aren't under a huge load. They're just holding together wood in the dock. So I think the bolts we have coming are going to be just fine for what we need. But I also agree that we're going to work on trying to get a spec on bolts and hardware for our docks. Then we know what we're getting. Then we have everybody bidding on the same thing. You know, and hopefully get more competitive quotes going down the road.
Well, I'll certainly take your advice and go with the Gold Beach Lumber, but the thing that concerns me about this is I can't imagine a worse environment for a bolt, a galvanized bolt, than where we're going to put them. I mean, that got to be the most taxing and the most vigorous environment for a bolt to live in, attached to a dock in the salt water. So I would certainly like to see the specs, and with that in mind, I have no objection to Gold Beach Lumber.
Thank you, Richard. So can we get a motion?
We can have a motion. We have a second.
Joe made the motion, right? Okay, Joe made the motion, and Sharon seconded. Roll call, please, Danielle.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item P, procurement approval for seal coating and striping boat launch parking lot. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
Yes. Devin passed away last week. So.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
They still put in the bid, and it sounds like his son's doing it. So they still put in their bid.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that they didn't.
Everything with them, as far as I know, still go. Their bid.
Kim?
Strom's bid, wherever it just went, is for 86,000 square feet for $19,326. The other two bids are for 106,000 square feet and 107,000 square feet, respectively. Why do we have such a discrepancy in Strom's bid? And I see on this one drawing, it says 86,000 square feet, 85,000 square feet, excuse me. You know, if these others are bidding for 20% more, 15% more, I mean, it's easy to understand why their bids are so much higher, but why is there such a discrepancy in the square footage that they're bidding on?
I didn't review their square footage, what it is. Everybody got the same packet and the same information to bid on, and I took their numbers as they gave them.
And our proposal is for 86,000 square feet.
Our proposal was for the shaded area on that drawing,
correct.
And that gives the lettering, the design, the square footage. Everything that we're looking for that we want done is right there, and that is what reflects what we have out there. I'm not sure if those other contractors are adding 20%. I don't know if they're adding a percentage to what, you know, they usually do. I don't know.
Yeah, but Strom's would be doing the same thing.
Strom actually has two coats on his bid. So he actually has an option that if we want a second coat for another 5,000, so
right.
we chose the second coat.
Yeah, but that if you went a single coat, which there's a difference in the material the one is bidding, but if you took that $5,000 off of Strom's bid, I mean, he's clear down to 13,000, 14,000. For the other, same bid that these others are giving us, 20,000 and the 136, he's way out in Buffalo.
I'm not exactly sure. Both those other contractors are from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's, you know, a way for them to compensate themselves for time and travel. I'm not exactly sure why. That's why I make sure that they get the same packet to bid on. So everybody has the same opportunity to look at what they're doing. However, they decide to make that for themselves and the number they decide to give us. If they chose more seal coat than what we needed, then I can't.
Travis, could you do this? Could you contact them and just email the board their explanation of their overage according to our package of 87,000 square feet? Why did they bid over that? Is that something we could acquire, ask, would that be polite or different or otherwise?
The question I have, Travis, I guess, is, you know, the one spells out a particular product that would come off a material safety data sheet. Strom's doesn't. You based on this, you have no idea if he's putting, what he's putting on. I would personally like to see they bid for the same product.
Okay.
And, you know, right now it's a little confusing.
Richard, do you have any input?
I do. I'm concerned, I thank Ken for pointing that out. I hadn't caught that, but I think that it would be important for us to resolve the difference between 87,000 square feet and 106,000. I don't believe that the contractor is pumping up the amount of square feet to offset costs for setup and transportation to get here. So I'd like to know what the difference is. I mean, there's quite a bit of difference between 106,000 square feet and 87,000 square feet. And as Ken points out, you're talking about a specified project, A100 Amerseal, which is, I'm assuming, you know, spec'd out somewhere. So I guess my comment would be that perhaps we should not do this yet until we can get some of that clarified. What the difference is and what they view as what needs to be done and what the products are.
Agreed, Richard. Agreed. So for tonight, let's table this. And as soon as you find out, Travis, however you may do that, your resources, get out either a very special meeting very quickly to get this going so you and management can get this project going. Or if it's not necessary, Travis, immediately, we can wait till next meeting. I personally do not like to wait till next meeting. I feel like the weather frame here, I think you guys need that. So for the board's approval, would you please try and define the discrepancies between the square footages?
Roy, I wouldn't object to Travis making sure, you know, number one, verify what the product is, the A100 armor seal versus what Strom's is using. Find out which is the best, have them both bid the same product, and verify the square footage.
And I agree with you.
I leave it up to the staff to
agree with
that.
You.
I don't have any problem with but those are questions I'd like to see answered.
Correct. And I would too, because there's a big discrepancy. But on Travis's behalf, another learning curve in that bidding process, because it's getting, you know, 10,000 times better. Daggone sure, a lot better. So just a learning curve, Trav. Just
we don't need to hold the whole process up, though.
Well, I think we're going to, because I'm gonna have to find out what a good product is. I mean, I ask each one of these guys; they're both gonna tell me whatever product they're using. And
well, you could better get a hold of Richard up at County, the Roadmaster, and.
It's going to take me a little bit. I'll figure all that out, and then I'll have everybody redo their bids. But at a $20,000 bid, we'll call a special meeting and come back so you guys can see it and do it.
And as soon as you need us, Travis, call the meeting.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay, so action item P is tabled for this evening.
Do we need a board consensus on vote on that to table it?
Yeah, we'll make a motion right now. Get a motion to table this action item P, procurement approval for seal coating and striping boat launch parking lot. Can I get a motion for that? To table that?
I'll make a motion that we suspend action on item P, the striping and seal coating of the parking lot, pending further clarification of the size of the job and the quality of the product that we're going to receive.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Thank you for the motion, Richard.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for the motion.
Oh, okay.
Action item Q is the procurement approval for RV park seawall blocks. Any discussion from the board, Joe?
No.
Yes.
Ken?
I just wanted to hear what someone else had to say first.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Are you ready for the discussion?
Ready.
Ready.
All right. Travis, I can't follow all this. We've got an existing document that we did, approval. Now we've got a letter here that they want, there's $5,000 they don't know what to do with. They're waiting for a decision. We've got a price for us buying a mold. What I would really like to know, if you can tell me, what's the cost of the blocks? What's the cost of the stamping? What's the cost of the trucking estimated? I'm figuring $400 a load, 4 hours. Is that realistic or not?
It's probably close. Yeah, it's probably fair.
Okay. So put in $5,600 for trucking. Why do we need to buy a mold?
Because Tidewater doesn't have the stamp that was previously approved.
Okay.
They don't have that stamp, and nor are they going to buy it. So if that's the stamp that we want, they have 10 forms. They're $500 each. They said if we want that stamp, we have to buy the stamp.
So that's $5,000.
And if we don't want to spend that $5,000, we're going to get the plain Jane.
At $82 a piece. And then they also, we added a picture of just like a brick type paver look, which is a stamp that they already have in house, which would put them at $92 each. So.
Can we revisit that and reapprove a stamp that they have in house?
Well,
that's what we're asking for.
It's in your packet for what we have.
Yes,
there it is.
That's the stamp that Tidewater has in stock. That's what they have. So that stamp right there with that block is $92.
I have
$10 more than the plain Jane, and then they do nothing different.
Yep.
They just pour it.
They own the stamp.
They own the stamp, right.
Yeah.
They own the stamp. So you're paying $92, you're paying about we're paying $1,800 for stamped ones. If we wanted our stamps, they're $5,000. So, what they're asking for a stamp block isn't out of line. I mean, the stamp wears down. So it just comes down to what now that we want, if we're not in love with that slate stamp, we can get rid of that. Work with what they have, and they have two different styles, which is this or the plain one, which is 82 or 92. The shipping was just, I figure an hour to load, half hour to get here, to get them off, round trip, 4 hours.
They're going to charge us to load them too.
They're charging an hour. Yeah.
Okay.
It's $100 an hour.
Right.
I'm sure it's.
Minimum, it would be a minimum 4 hours, I would think. How fast can you unload those?
It won't. In an hour.
Quicker than that.
There's only 20 blocks on there, so actually probably 14
James,
blocks.
They can make only 20.
Oh yeah, 20 a week, 14 blocks a load. So, 14. Oh, it would actually be. I'm guessing it's going to be closer to two.
Yeah, I can't imagine more than 2 hours.
2 hours, two and a half hours, but.
Well, worst case scenario, we'll go with four.
Worst case scenario, you go with, the higher number. And but I just kind of left that as a variable to the cost for shipping.
So I guess my question to everybody would be, do we need to pay extra money for what may be a temporary fix?
I'm with you on that, Ken. I don't think there needs to be a finished face on those blocks.
A plain block is just as efficient as far as what we're looking at as in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, the blocks are not going to be removed. As far as I'm concerned, the blocks are going to be there until the RV park goes away.
Whatever. I don't think there needs to be a decorative face.
Well, what's your preference? Do you want a stamp block? Do you think it makes that much difference as far as...
I have enough people tell me about the ugly wall we're putting up, so...
Well, you could put daisies on it or crosses.
No, I don't mean nothing like that, but just a little...
Right, I mean, that...
Right there is fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
I think for the little bit of money to get a little character to your block, I mean, for the long, how long it's going to be out there,
right.
I honestly think
that's
it's...
Fine. Yeah, I don't want...
I don't I think it's just kind of splitting hairs for what we're doing. I mean...
$2,000 isn't going to make...
I don't think so either, and I think everybody will like to know that we put a little effort towards getting a little curb appeal to it than just a plain block. That's my opinion.
Okay. Let's see. Richard, do you have any input?
Don't ask me, Roy.
We remember your last input, but I won't repeat it on record, Richard.
Okay, so... Yeah, I'm okay with having aesthetically pleasing blocks. Let's remember why we're having to do this. So that's kind of all I have to comment about.
Thank you, Richard. All right, does someone want to make the motion for the procurement approval for the RV seawall blocks with the finished face as shown on 396?
Well, I need to clarify
okay.
in my own mind here what we're doing. So we're going to pay for the 184 blocks. We're going to get the $92 block, which has this the brick stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to be buying an extra or paying for a mold.
No. It won't be.
So we're going to pay $184 times $92, which will include the stamping. We're going to pay approximately $5,600 for trucking, which would be 14 loads at 4 hours, so give or take, whatever that comes up. We won't know that number exactly until it's done. And we have $5,000. Where's the $5,000 he's asking, Tidewater's asking what to do with it?
The $5,000 was the cost of the stamps if we wanted to buy the stamps.
The quarry look.
The quarry look. So the if we're going away from that, we just disregard the $5,000. Exactly like you said, it'll be the 184 blocks at $92 a block to be $16,928. And then if we use your the estimates we just kind of ran through at $5,600, it'd be somewhere in the neighborhoods of $22,500.
Okay.
Is what we'd probably want to get the approval for, and is, you know, the approval for $16,928 for the expenditure of the blocks plus shipping.
I make a motion we appropriate the $15,000. What was the number?
$16,928.
It's in the motion.
Okay.
It's written down.
I don't have that page in front of me right now.
385. Oh, we got it.
That's thank you. I make a motion to approve expenditure of $16,928 plus $100 per hour for trucking to the site for the seawall brick face type blocks. Thank you.
Second.
Roll call, Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe? Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
I will vote yes, and just a reminder of, so everybody's aware of this, why we're having to do this, but I will vote yes.
Roy.
Thank you, Richard. I'm on the same page as you, and I also vote yes.
Roy, before we move on, there's a second motion I'd like to have the board decide on if we want to add this to our RV park project where it comes out of our loan money, or do you want it out of our general fund money?
Where do you need it to come from, Gary? Or what's your recommendation? I mean, you work with finances, so.
It would be nice to have a loan money.
Okay. Cool. I'll make a motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Richard.
All right, I'll move to approve the cost of the seawall installation to be part of the overall RV park project, in other words, it comes out of the loan.
Can I get a second on Richard's motion? Any further discussion from the board?
No.
I'll get a second. Can you second?
Yeah.
Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item R. Storage tank pollution liability coverage. Any discussion from the board on that insurance policy? Joe?
No.
No.
Ken, no. Sharon?
No.
Richard, any discussion on the storage tank pollution liability coverage?
No.
Can I get a motion to approve the storage tank pollution liability coverage?
I make a motion to approve the insurance renewal for Crum and Foster storage tank pollution liability coverage and allow the port manager to sign the renewal application.
Can I get a second on Joe's motion?
Second.
Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item F, port office copier agreement. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Sharon?
No.
Could I get a motion to approve the port office copier agreement?
I make a motion to approve the Canon Solutions America's 60-month lease for the Canon IRA C5560I3 plus the cost of the per copy for the port office.
Can I get a second on Joe's motion?
I'll second that.
Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah.
Roy?
Yes. By the way, it's a better copier at a less expensive cost. Action item T.
Was removed.
We removed that at the beginning of the meeting. So action item U, opening port construction fund and RV park improvement debt service fund. Any discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
Well, not really any discussion. Let's just be aware of what we're doing here. But no.
Okay. Sharon?
I'm not really sure of it, but I guess so.
Yeah, I have noticed no qualms with this at all. Could I get a motion then to approve the opening of Port Construction Fund and RV Port Improvement Debt Service Fund?
I make a motion to approve the adopting the RV Park Improvement Debt Service Fund.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. And that fund is going to be opened up with $680,000, and that is so that the port is accountable for its expenditures. That's why this is being done and opened up.
It's per the loan agreement. We have to track it this way.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
But both these funds. So there's a second recommendation.
Right, there is a second.
So the second one, can I get a motion?
I make a motion to approve adopting the Port Construction Fund.
Second.
There you go.
Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, moving on to information items. Information item A, RV Park Project. Gary?
All right, just give the board an update. So the loan did go through. We got the money from Umpqua Bank on the 15th. So we're set that way. Just to give you an update on Crow Clay Associates, they needed a survey of the entire RV park because they're having problems matching up Google Earth and their drawings. So to make sure everything fits properly, they requested a survey. So we got Rich Roberts and Associates out there surveying the RV park now. We have to remove people at a quarter of a time, or actually a quarter of a time, and they're doing a survey now. So so hopefully it's pushing back our draft drawings. I was hoping to get them this month, but it'll probably be next month when we get the draft drawings of the plan. And then we met with Mike Crow today, and we went over the bid documents. He had a bunch of questions. We answered all his questions. We went out to the RV park, took some pictures, took some more measurements. So he's getting everything dialed in. So,
exciting.
Yep.
Any questions for Gary? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Sharon?
It's not about the survey or anything, but when we moved the seawall in this place and it reduces it down to one lane. Now, the thing that I've noticed is some of these units are so long and then they put their vehicle on there, they're actually taking the whole lane and you have to kind of go away, drive way around them. So once we take up that space, I mean, do we go?
We're going to have to stop waiting to listen to a radio song.
Talking to as bad as you think, Sharon. I was looking at that, too.
Were you, too?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, oh, my, are they going to be able to turn? I guess they'll have to back up their way.
And Gary and Travis have shortened that.
But they swing out, too.
They've shortened that, Sharon. That swath path will be 8 feet, including the block will be 10 feet. So the block has actually been moved in 2 foot, correct?
Right. But the part where I see it be the closest, the least amount of space is when you first come in. So maybe shorter units there or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was just a thought.
People ask me about it.
And they can pull through from that middle road, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they can pull out from there, too.
It doesn't always have to be.
Yeah, but anyway, I just don't, that's good.
I think we all have concerns of that.
Noted, and we'll adjust, I think, as we go on to see.
All right, well, I know you guys, you obtain a lot of traffic down there, so.
And on that note on the traffic, is there a counter down there?
You betcha.
What is that information gonna be used for?
Our information first, we wanted to know what, we're hoping that's gonna be used for future grant opportunities and, you know, Parks and Rec grants, anything that can help us,
Identify how much traffic's going.
How much traffic's going through there to help us with the front row of that RV park, you know, the port, you know, and we have the road for it to go, but, you know, we don't make any funds off from all the public using that across there. So hopefully we're gonna be able to track how much traffic's using it and hopefully get help and assistance grant.
Yeah, that's great.
To help with it.
Do you wanna guess how many cars go through it a day that we're tracking?
How many?
Just throw out a, what do you think? In a 15-hour period?
At 15 hours.
In 15 hours?
That is 10.
How about, 1,500?
Ooh, he's right on.
Cars an hour.
It's right at 1,500 cars during the 4th of July, it was.
17.
17, yep. There's a lot of cars that go through there every day.
I've counted them before, I've sat there and counted them before.
I think we worked it out, it's like a car every 31 seconds.
It's amazing. That's why anybody who wants a business built up in this town, I tell them, go down there and sit on Lower Harbor Road, and then you come back and tell me if that ain't the busiest road in Curry County.
It's pretty busy.
That beach loop is the busiest traffic in this town.
RV park is the busiest, it seems like.
Okay, so with that being said, any further discussion, on the RV, park project?
Oh, it's exciting.
So. This whole meeting is exciting, we are getting a lot done tonight, a lot of stuff here. Zola's Pizzeria demolition project, bid package. Gary?
Just updating the board and plus the drawings that we got from Jack so far. He's putting a bid package together for us, and the bid package will come back to the board for approval, but these are the initial drawings. Got any comments? Me and Travis already went through there and did some corrections to it. Anyway, that's kind of where we're at. The survey was done on the building. We got the report back today, actually. So we're gonna go for a demolition permit here in the next couple of days, so it's moving forward.
Could you, press the board know what was not found in the?
No asbestos.
No asbestos was found on site, so a lot cheaper to get rid of materials.
We also got our first asbestos inspection done for a boat in the boatyard too, so.
Was any of those boats found to obtain asbestos?
We only had one tested, and it was the no-yo, and that's the next one scheduled to be demoed, so.
Cool.
It's clear.
It's clear, so that's another one that'll be in the works here soon.
All right, here's some good news on the Coast Guard boat in the boatyard. Gary?
Yeah, so I just, sent an email asking John an update on what's going on. Towing it up to Washington, apparently it's not gonna happen, so they're looking at hauling it. COVID-19 issues are delaying their move. But they definitely still want it, they have a space for it, so just a matter of time. Hopefully sooner or later.
Richard, any comments from you on that, on the Coast Guard boat?
No comments.
Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Sharon?
No. More things.
Okay, as with everything, it's the COVID's fault.
Yep.
Unbelievable, on for the record. Information item D, COVID-19 lease tenant repayment plan. Gary?
So we did have a plan put together, but the legislators and the governor did approve extending the time period to September 30th.
Yep.
So, and there's a bunch of other things that we gotta do to make sure we're complying with it. So Martha is working on it with me to make sure we're compliant with their new laws. So we'll come back to the board with a new plan later.
Any questions for Gary? Joe? Any questions for Gary, Ken? Richard, any questions for Gary?
Nope.
Sharon?
Do we have quite a few tenants that are involved with this?
We have six that are behind.
Thank you. That's all I have now.
Okay. Commissioner comments. Joe? Yes, sir.
I'd like to apologize to the meeting and board in particular. I don't know why earlier when I spoke of the water issue, my voice sounded angry. I really don't know what the heck my problem is, but I'd like to apologize to the board if I offended anybody or took it the wrong way. I don't know why I was so belligerent sounding.
Daniel, thank you for that, but we all know you. We love you. We thank you for the effort, Daniel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dennis, you have been just too quiet tonight. That worries me about you.
I'm trying to take care of everything else.
Okay. And our other guest, Gary, he's just been sitting over there smiling for an hour and a 40 minutes. He's happy.
Sleeping. I don't understand.
All right. Commissioner comments. Joe?
Nothing.
Ken?
I'd just like to say the port staff's doing an outstanding job.
Absolutely.
They have. And the limited... limited people, the conditions we're operating in right now.
Well, and I'd like to also add to that, Ken, thank you. Here for a while back, Sharon and Gary volunteered to paint the building. Ken's patched holes. He's had 32 volunteers down here, 3 weeks ago or so. Joe on the 4th of July. I mean, what an effort. You know, Richard all over the place bringing us information. What a group this port has right now that works for our staff, our harbor master, manager, office staff. Everybody is just an amazing team.
The common sense has been amazing.
It is. It is. It's come together. And I think that the board and the staff is working better today than ever. And I give that credit to the commissioners that sit at this table. We have a great board. Probably one of the greatest boards I've seen in 27 years that I've been here. Not because I'm on it, just because of the other people that are on it, for sure. I thank everybody. Sharon, any comments?
Not really. It's just a very busy place right now. And I think the staff has their hands quite full.
Richard, I saved you for last. Any comments?
Well, Roy, I'm staring at a very beautiful medium rare tri-tip roast that I'm about to
get out of here.
I don't have it. I'd like to thank everybody for allowing me to participate by phone, and that's about what I have to say.
Thank you, Richard. You enjoy your time up the coast. What's your temperatures up there in Astoria?
It's 61, foggy.
Good. Good. Okay, we'll go get on that roast, Richard.
I can guarantee you that on Thursday I will absolutely kill the sturgeon bite because I'm going fishing that day.
Well, keep us informed if you get one.
Sounds like you're rubbing
your
hands. All right. Oh, he is. That's Richard. Okay, Richard, thank you and have a great evening. With that due said, our next regular meeting date is Tuesday, August 18th. 2020 at 6 p.m. Please tell your friends if they want to come. Please get the information straight from the horse's mouth, not the coffee clicks that are all over town, please. And also, with that being said, any further discussion from the board? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
He's gone.
Sharon?
He's eating his steak.
He's mowing right now. Sharon, no. Roy, no. Thanks, everybody, for coming, your time. And again, thank you, Daniel, for the water meter information. That is called working with other agencies. And we really appreciate that here at the port because we're trying to make that effort. And some agencies are just naturally hard to work with, no matter how hard you try. So thank you. And tell Herman, thank you as well for that interagency working together. Appreciate it.
Joe, you know that slot, they have a slot limit on those sturgeon.
Okay.
Do they?
Yeah. You, I can't remember, but there's a, you want a good guide if you're going up there on those.